fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here, our second hour on Thursday, the 26th of October. Quick heads up, if you plan on being at my speaking engagement in Hattiesburg, Mississippi, Saturday the 28th, in 2 days, the event now begins at 11 a.m. instead of 1 p.m. The banner at my website has been changed to reflect that, just be sure you keep that in mind. If you plan on being at my speaking engagement, Saturday the 28th, the start time is 11 a.m. As opposed to the earlier 1 p.m. So, yes, our prepper tip of the day, here it is. It is my opinion, and I strongly support, that everybody should know how to swim. If you don't, if somehow that got past you as a youngster, well, get busy, sign up for a swimming lesson at a local YMCA or some facility that offers swimming lessons, and learn that skill. Make sure that children begin their swimming as soon as possible. My daughter started her swimming lessons. She was still not even potty trained. And it's good skill that is not optional, in my opinion. And that's your prepper tip of the day. We have patient waiting in green with my friend Don Kubley. Don is the CEO of InterShelter Domes. There's a excellent link at my website to check out the beautiful InterShelter Domes that you can buy and set up yourself. You don't need any expertise. If you can handle a couple of wrenches and a ladder, you can put these together in just a matter of a few hours and have the beginning of either temporary shelter or a beautiful permanent house. Good morning, Don.
Good morning, you old war horse. How are you?
Well, the old war horse is quite well and looking forward to a beautiful mid-fall day here in South Central Missouri. How is it up your way, sir?
Oh, it's fall. It's ugly. It's, you know, 38 degrees and raining sideways. But I got an important question for you.
Okay.
Did you tell those people that own those pools that your daughter wasn't potty trained?
No, we just made sure that she was. they have special waterproof diapers that she could wear. And that just wasn't addressed. And the whole class was I forget how old she was, 2 or 3 years old. So all the children were the same age, and And I'm sure the people who did pool maintenance were aware of this. So that was
I learned how to swim when I was 2 years old, too. I fell off a cliff at my grandfather's cabin on a beach in Ketchikan. And I had a retriever, actually a lab, that came out and helped me quite a bit. But, you know, that was great advice, John. We lose more people in Alaska to drownings annually than any other event, or, you know, except for illnesses and that kind of thing. But as far as accidents go, we lose dozens up here a year. The waters of Alaska are about, the ocean's about 38, 40 degrees. It'll kill you in 3 minutes if you fall in it. Unless you grow up here, and when you grow up swimming in it, you know, you can swim all day once you get purple. But for people that have never, when people have never been here before, they fall in it. Basically, their heart explodes.
Really?
And so, I mean, it just sucks the wind, it sucks the breath right out of you. What makes it even worse is when you're underwater. So, you know, that was a great tip. All you listeners out there, for heaven's sakes, learn how to swim, because you never know when you're going to need it. And besides, it's really fun and good for you.
It is. It's a very healthy sport, pastime, recreational pastime, that it is very healthy. And the feeling of near weightlessness is extraordinary and fun also. Well,
the weather's nasty. That's why I missed the show last week. I went deer hunting with my son on Monday in our boat, and we have a thing called the Taku wind up here that blows this time of year. And we were planning on being back on Tuesday night, plenty of time for the show, and actually didn't get back till Thursday afternoon. We got socked in with this 10-foot seas out in this fjord just west of Juneau in the icy straits, and we got our rear ends handed to us trying to get back for the show, and I didn't quite make it.
right. Well, obviously you did make it back, and did you get a deer?
Oh yeah, absolutely. That's how we hunt and fish for everything we eat up here. I've got four freezers full of meat and fish and crab and shrimp and clams and stuff. We don't buy meat in the store. That's one of the reasons we put up with the weather and everything else up here, the isolation, and, you know, there's very few places on the planet you can still do that. I've got crab pots right in front of my house. I can see the buoys.
Really? Amazing.
Yeah.
Well,
it's a great thing.
Absolutely it is, that you can, and down here deer hunting is the big event of the year, the 2 weeks of gun season. Well, the events around the world are keeping you very busy, between the hurricanes, the earthquakes, the flooding, governments approaching you to buy the dome homes, and individuals buying the dome homes. You're having to set up new manufacturing facilities, and things are going like gangbusters, aren't they, Don?
Yeah. My poor wife is about ready to drop. It's a very rewarding thing, John, you know, to be able to have a business that is busy and successful and still at the same time you're able to help folks, whether they're homeless because of socioeconomic conditions, or they're refugees like the Rwanda that are running to keep their heads on their shoulders, or all over the Middle East for that matter, or these poor people in Sonoma County. Holy smokes, no pun intended. In fact, we got written up yesterday in the largest newspaper in that covers all of the communities in the Sonoma Valley, called the Sonoma Gazette. If you're interested, you can read about us in that. And we're going to have a lot of domes going into that valley here shortly.
Right. Well, the Sonoma Gazette did they interview you for this?
Yes.
Okay.
She'd been looking at me, and I was frankly kind of looking around to see what newspaper was the biggest one down there, and I just thought I'd give them a shout and see what they were about, and I actually got the editor on the The editor answered the phone, a lady named Vesta, really nice lady, and we struck it off, and next thing I knew, you know, I mean, we talked for an hour the first time. She's quite a gal, and I had a lot of friends and family that had been impacted by the fire and was very interested in letting them know that there was an alternative out there. I mean, everybody, it seems like everybody just expects FEMA to give them a trailer after a disaster like this, and it just ain't going to happen. You know, if you're going to sit there and wait for somebody to hand you a trailer, your family's going to be very, very uncomfortable for a while, because it just doesn't happen like that.
No, not at all. And, of course, the trailers they provided after Hurricane Katrina ended up being death traps, literally, with the formaldehyde issues.
Have you ever seen any pictures of those trailers, where they're at now, what they're doing?
I've seen pictures of them stockpiled in various places.
Yeah, but, that's Yeah, stockpiled like 50,000 of them in a parking in a field, and they're just lined up as far as you can see, and they're so toxic they can't even bury them. They can't burn them. They don't know what to do with them. They're going to be there, you know, until they just simply rot. Yeah, they were toxic. I've got several articles that I saved from that. They made especially the young people and the old people desperately ill.
Things
are busy, John. The disasters around the world are really something. And of course, our Indian factory just got a jump start with the Rwanda situation and coming out of Myanmar. And we're working with some really nice people in Bangladesh at the highest levels, right below the prime minister level. And in fact, I'm probably going to be. I was supposed to go over next week, but my partner's daughter's having a baby, so we had to put off the trip. But we're going to go over and meet with all the ministers and the prime minister and do what we can to help there too. I think their first order is 5,000 units out of our factory in India.
Right. Right. Well, that doesn't surprise me at all. Well, ladies and gentlemen, you don't need to be buying 5,000 units. You can get one unit for yourself, and you have a vacation home, a full-time home, a man cave, a place for your mother-in-law to live out back. The uses are limited only to your imagination and your pocketbook, and it can be just one small unit or several units attached to each other, so that you can have a very nice large home or just one small cabin. It's quite a challenge to even think about all the possibilities. Now, my wife and I are still looking at the possibility of setting one up here for my mother-in-law. That situation is always in flux, it seems like. But just doing the planning is a fun exercise in and of itself, isn't it, Don?
Oh, yeah. Because it's, like you said, it's limited only to your imagination. You can make them as fancy or Spartan as your needs might be, or you can start out Spartan and end up fancy. You know, you can they can advance and adjust as your needs do, and basically anything you can buy in a Home Depot or a furniture store, you can put in or hang on a dome. And my moose hunting lodge is four bunks and a picnic table and a bar, but some of these. Have you seen the pictures of the ones, the Aurora domes, now up in Fairbanks and soon to be in Denali National Park yet?
I'm not sure. If you sent them to me, I did.
I have not, and I'm going to send you a couple. I'm going to send you a couple here as soon as I fire up my other laptop. Okay. You are going to be stunned what they did with these. Now you talk about fancy. Wait till you see these. And the hole, not the hole, but you got 21 feet in one direction, and I don't know what 10 times 21 is. It's a lot of square feet. What is that, 210 square
210.
Feet? You got a 210 square foot window above your bed.
Right.
So you can stay under the electric blanket and watch the northern lights. It's pretty spectacular.
Right. And these are meant for people to rent, for tourists. Okay.
Okay, I'm back. I lost you for a minute.
I was going to say, yeah, we had some interference there. And these windows are for tourists to watch the northern lights. That's the purpose?
Yes, yeah, exactly.
And there's some Asian belief about
if you consummate a marriage or conceive a baby under the northern lights, they're both going to be magic in some way, shape, or form. They're going to be extra special. And we just would love to help them do that.
Right. So this is an Asian belief that if conception takes place under the northern lights, that this baby's going to be have special properties to it.
They're going to be special people. Exactly.
Well, there could be some scientific basis for that, because the energy coming from that northern lights would be different than normal energy, and we are energetic beings. So it's
maybe that's why people think us Alaskans are different.
Well, one of my high school classmates went there with the Air Force, and he never left. And I don't know if he's a regular listener or not, but he personally rescued a C-130 in May 1975 that was about to be captured by the communists in Saigon. He's made his home in Alaska, and he's quite a guy. He's a good friend. But ladies
and gentlemen, how do you rescue a Hercules? How do you pick that up and run away with it?
Well,
did he fly it off the runway in time, or what?
He flew it off the tarmac as the communist tanks were coming in the other end, basically.
Wow.
Yeah, that's what he did.
Is this after the pullout or during the Tet Offensive or what?
No, this is the fall of Saigon in the spring of 75.
Oh, the fall of Saigon. I got you. End. Yeah.
Right. Yeah, he volunteered.
Well, you know, you'd be amazed how many people come up here, you know, for a tour of duty or a cruise ship, vacation, or just to drive through Alaska and never leave. I mean, it's probably a majority of Alaskans are like that. Most of us aren't. I was lucky enough to be born here, but most Alaskans, that's how they end up here. They
transplant.
They just take a trip through and get off, and they go, holy Moses, this is pretty, and that's it. They're here forever.
Right. Well, the environment in parts of Alaska, once you get away from the coast, are about as harsh as any place on the planet, aren't they, sir?
It's amazing you know that. Yeah, the coast, well, the southern coast where I live is fairly moderate. I mean, we have some winters that barely snows. It's a lot like Seattle. And then other winters we get dumped on. We're right at the borderline. South of us, it rains all winter in Ketchikan, where I was born. And here in Juneau, some winters it's like real Alaska, and other winters it's more like Seattle. But anywhere north of here along the coast, they still get real winters. But you get back off the coast, like you said, and especially in, you know, behind the mountain range, the coastal mountain range, and yeah, you better know what you're doing this time of year, because between now and the next warm day, you're gonna be challenged, to say the least.
Exactly. And
I don't know how the pioneers did it. You know, like my great grandfather, they didn't have down coats, they didn't have rain gear, you know, they didn't have extra tough boots. They didn't have these fancy tents that flip up in 10 minutes, you know, to keep you alive overnight. They just had sheer, I just don't know how
they were tough men and women is what they were.
Holy smokes.
Yeah. Seriously, I mean, tough. Not that they had any choice.
Have you ever seen the movie The Revenant?
Yes.
Okay, that's how tough they were.
I know. Here's our break. Call number is 800-313-9443. We'll be right back.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from takefromcaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit takefromcaesar.us for more information.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. It's taken 3 years before I could offer the Intershelter domes for sale. During those 3 years, several different governments and militaries were taking all their production. The Intershelter Dome homes may be just what you've been looking for to provide affordable, energy-efficient, permanent, and attractive housing. These dome homes are prefabricated units that can be assembled in a few hours by two men with a ladder and simple hand tools. Check out the photos of these dome homes built in the Arctic, on tropical beaches, in suburban areas, and in forests. All the details, many photographs, and the pricing of the dome homes are listed on the left-hand side of my homepage at thelibertyman.com. I think you'll find these homes are not only attractive, but they're energy efficient and a bonus. You can disassemble them and reassemble them as many times as you feel you need the need to. Pretty great, huh? Something that's very, very unique. Check them out at my website at thelibertyman.com. Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, we're back. J.R. Moore here on Thursday, the 26th of October. Quick reminder, this coming Saturday, my presentation in Hattiesburg begins at 11 a.m. as opposed to the earlier 1 p.m. So if you're coming to see me Saturday, the 28th in Hattiesburg at the Red Line Inn, be there at no later than 11 a.m. and we'll get started. Visiting with Don Kubley, we're talking about the Intershelter domes, a great way to have full-time housing for yourself, a vacation home, rental property, a man cave, maybe even a coffee shop, right, Don?
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, you see those trailers all the time along the road that make espresso or cappuccinos for you, and they're wonderful, but because of their design, you can only have two lines of cars. One on each side. With a dome, you could, because you can have five windows and five doors in each one, you could have four windows serving customers and lines of cars, and they wouldn't conflict with each other in their lines. So you could service twice as many people in the same amount of space.
That's right. That's right. Well, we refer to the domes as a blank palette that you can design any way you want. Buy what you need. Don't buy what you don't need in terms of doors and windows, floor system, insulation, more than one dome. It's just quite a selection to choose from, isn't it, Don?
You, Yeah, it's you can have five windows and five doors and any combination thereof. In fact, you can turn doors into windows. You can cut out the door blank and have your local window company come out and measure up and make you a custom window for your doors. You can have 360. If you live on a mountain or on a beautiful lake or have nice scenery around you, you can have literally 360 windows. Or, I mean, 360 degree windows around you. So yeah, it's pretty much up to your imagination what you want to do with them.
It is. And I sometimes refer to it as a smorgasbord. When you're going down the line at the cafeteria, you get your choice of cherry, apple, or peach pie. And when you go through the list of options for the dome homes, it's basically the same thing. You pick what you need. You leave behind what you don't need. And you get basically a custom home in that manner, don't you, Don?
Yeah. And by the way, what kind of pie do you pick up?
I like the berry pies, but apple is right there near the top. But something I no longer do is have them warmed up with a microwave, because that just destroys whatever nutritional value there is with a microwave.
It also makes it soggy. Yuck.
It depends. It's hard to have a flaky crust after that, but that does happen. Regardless,
this isn't a cooking show, right, John?
This is not a cooking show. No, sir. This is not a cooking show. This is a way. This is a what we're doing is letting people know they can achieve their goal. You know, I talk to people all the time, Don, that would like to relocate to the Arkansas-Missouri Ozarks, and housing is an issue for many of these people. If they're buying land that doesn't have housing at all, or the housing is not suitable, housing is an issue. So. Well, this is a way to.
Well, it is, and this right. This fad called tiny houses. You know, they're cool and they're cute. They're basically big doll houses, but I mean those things cost $70,000-$80,000, the cheap ones. And I think the average in those things is 250 square feet or something like that.
Right.
For $12,000, you can have 320 square feet. And those tiny houses, by the way, become projectiles in hurricanes.
That's right.
The dome for $12,000, you get 100 more square feet on the ground floor, probably 800 more square cubic feet of usable space because of the 12-foot ceilings being totally open. And for $12,000, and you never have to paint them, you never have to varnish them. Zero maintenance ever, you know, no shingles, no wood, no nothing. And
right.
You know, boy, I'll stand up against any of those tiny houses anytime.
All right. Well, the fiberglass domes that you put together yourself solve the decades old problems that have traditionally gone along with the dome homes. With maintenance and leaks, those problems have been solved, and end of story, right, Don?
That's right.
They have.
Yeah.
Here's our bottom of the hour break. Here's our bottom of the hour break. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
The Republic Broadcasting Network is very proud to present a new educational tool that will inform and update our listeners to the most critically important topics and issues of the day. This new 50 CD collection contains invaluable information, carefully selected from the very best shows in the RBN archives. These standard format CDs have been painstakingly edited to remove all commercials and unrelated topic content. Each CD has been divided into multiple tracks for ease of use and review in any standard CD player. Each CD targets a specific subject matter. For example, Agenda 21, vaccinations, 9/11, depleted uranium, the war in Iraq, fluoride, deception in the churches, genetically modified foods, animal RFID tags, and many more topics. We encourage you to make copies and get them out to as many people as you can. Call and order your library CDs for the price of $150, 800-724-2719, or go to the website rbnlive.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more, plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. We're continuing our energy cleaner promotion, which began August of 2016. In this promotion, you get to buy an energy cleaner, $70 off retail, and a mattress pad, 10% off retail. $200 of the purchase price of the energy cleaner goes to Republic Broadcasting. This is a great way to help get energy cleaners out to people who need them and have some financial issues to deal with. And, of course, a great way to support Republic Broadcasting. Here's what you do. Send in a postcard. My address is John Moore, P.O. Box 201, Davidsville, Missouri. We pick a postcard every 2 weeks. If your postcard is drawn, you get the chance to buy the energy cleaner, $70 off retail, and 10% off the mattress pads. Put your name and your address, your telephone number and your email address on the postcard, and we wish you the best of luck. Thank you.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you one of them from Amazon.com. I was diagnosed with high blood pressure. I was a little bit alarmed, as I have always been in good health. I started this regime as soon as it arrived, and I have noted that the heaviness in my chest is gone and the pressure headaches I have been having are lessened. I am hoping to see greater results as time progresses, as I am an avid non-user of pharmaceuticals and avoid them at all cost if possible. This was, I think, a great alternative to heart medication. Not that I am a doctor, and for some, there is no choice, but again, for someone like me, I am so far pleased with the results. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
All right, we are back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. J.R. Moore here on Thursday, the 26th of October, visiting with Don Kubley. We're talking about the Dome Homes. My website is thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. Our project of finding images of continents with new coastlines continues to move forward. We have new images posted. If you haven't been there in 2 or 3 weeks, new images posted that you can see. If you want to participate, all you need to do is do what you do anyway. Watch movies, watch television shows. When you find an image of a continent with new coastlines, do a screen capture, get that to me, and you get your choice of any of my 5 DVDs as a thank you. It's a fun project. Also, of course, at my website, you'll find energy cleaners for sale. I'm shipping out a couple this morning. I ship typically 6 to 10 per week, and they go all over the world. If you have joint pain, arthritis pain, back pain, it will probably help. It will heal the source of the pain. That's what it does. It doesn't just make the pain go away. It heals the source of the pain. Not getting a great night's sleep? Well, you'll sleep great with the energy cleaner. I use mine every night. Check out the patent application details at my website, the great testimonials. Make your decision. Get yourself an energy cleaner. Get yourself a mattress pad to go with it. Now, I'm the guy that boxes them up. I take them to the country post office in Cherryville, Missouri, and I ship them to you directly with the parcels, United States Postal Service. Only $285 shipping included for the energy cleaner. Keep in mind, I offer a 30-day money-back guarantee. Yes, I take PayPal, This is the most secure way you can make any payment online. It's PayPal, by the way. MasterCard, Visa, checks can be sent to my address at thelibertyman.com. Toll-free auto line 24 hours a day. Here it is, 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Visiting with Don Kubley, we're talking about the Inner Shelter Domes, a great way to achieve your goal in a cost-effective way that will your home will be not blown away by hurricanes, not need maintenance on the outside, and something you can put the shelter together initially in just a couple of hours. Two people with simple hand tools for the 14-footer, three people with simple hand tools for the 20-footer. And it's a very doable project with minimal skills necessary to get the initial shelter up, isn't it, Don?
Well, you're starting to get that down exactly right, John. That's right. A screwdriver and a wrench and a couple ladders is really all it takes. You don't even need the ladders for the 14-footer. You can use a little, you can use your cooler because it's only got an 8-foot apex on it. For the 20-footer, you do need a couple ladders, a step ladder on the inside and an extended one on the outside. But you're right, two people, 1 hour, the 14-footer. Three people, 3 hours, the 20-footer. But, you know, I was in Hawaii a couple of weeks ago displaying for the mayor of the Big Island, both in Hilo and Kona. And he had a group of from the Department of Transportation there at the county, some young Hawaiian lads, and they got it up in at the big one, the 20-footer, in an hour and 20 minutes.
No
which
kidding.
Which is faster than the Israeli army did it. There was three guys in Tel Aviv with a couple of generals humping them that got it up in an hour and a half. These guys knocked it out. I was stunned. The next day they tried to beat their record, but there was a bunch of press. They moved it from this auditorium over to the mayor's office to display it, and they wanted to beat their record, but there was press running all over the place and getting in the way. So they weren't quite able to beat that record, but that an hour and 20 minutes is it. That's the fastest I've ever seen it.
It must have been some athletic young men, it sounds like.
Oh yeah, these are surfers.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
These guys were healthy. No doubt about it.
It sounds like it. It sounds like it was a lot of fun. And you got to watch this, I assume, didn't you?
Oh yeah. You got to look quick though.
Yep. I bet that would be a fun thing. Was this activity videotaped by any chance?
Actually, it was. I'll send you. Yeah, it was. I'll send you a video of it. In fact, I'll send it to you right now. By the way, speaking of sending you stuff, have you got those Aurora pictures yet?
Well, let me check. I haven't looked in a couple of minutes, and
I think they should be there. Now, those are low res. If you like any of the ones you see, if you want to put one or two up on your site, I'll send you a high res.
Right. Well, let's go ahead and do that. I'm looking at them now. There's some beautiful scenery, and whoa, look at that window. My goodness.
That's a lot of window, isn't it?
That's a lot of window. It's almost scary. You've been in a severe storm. You'd be thinking, oh boy, am I going to be safe watching it? Well, okay.
Just watch this it blow by. That's all you got to do.
Amazing. Yeah. Neat photographs. You got some northern lights here. Also, yeah, I guess some high res ones. People will like looking at these. They really will.
How about that interior with the kitchen and the bathroom?
We've got hardwood floors. There's a some kind of animal skin on the floor. nice countertop.
It's not kind of an animal skin. It is an animal skin. We're Alaskans. We're not going to be politically correct here.
Well, I said some kind because I don't know which kind. Some kind. I can't
that
tell.
That is a caribou.
That's a caribou. All right.
Yeah.
Very elegant. Very, very, very well done. Beautiful. Absolutely beautiful.
Look at that 8-inch thick countertop. That's white cotton. Alaskan white cotton.
Oh, wood. White cotton wood. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Gotcha. Yeah, it's beautiful. I couldn't determine what the material was, but it is beautiful. There's a nice stainless steel sink there, behind the counter. Absolutely gorgeous.
Well, you know, you often say it's limited only to your imagination. I got to tell you, I could never imagine this. This shows what you know, people who do have mechanical minds and good imaginations, what they can do in these things. It's just basically stunning.
It is stunning. It is stunning. Well, yep. with this one large window, you just certainly don't need any other windows, do you?
Yeah, although it does have a couple.
Okay.
I think so. Yeah, they're in the back.
That's probably for ventilation purposes more than anything.
Yeah.
Because you get all the light you would ever want from this. This window's huge. My goodness, it's huge. Yeah, I look forward to getting a high resolution version of that, so we can get that posted on my website and people can look at it.
I'll send those to you, John.
Okay, outstanding.
Now there's going to be 70. This is up right now. These 10 are up in Fairbanks right now. And by the way, if people want to see these pictures and some more even better ones, or if you're interested in going to Alaska and experiencing true winter, these are Fairbanks. It's going to be 50 below when you go up there. This, if you want to see more about this particular operation, as I'm not plugging myself here, it's called Borealis Base Camp. If that's their website, www.borealisbasecamp. And you'll see these pictures and more on there, and they are stunning. Those are in high res, and there's a lot more pictures. And this is a five-star glamping facility. You can go snow machine, and you can go dog sled, and they'll deliver gourmet meals to your dome while you're watching the northern lights. I mean, it's an amazing resort. It's called a glamping resort. And next year there's going to be 75 of these in Denali National Park at the base of Mount McKinley, or we call it Mount Denali up here.
So glamping is a morphing of two words together, glamorous and camping?
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly. Right. You're out in the wilderness where normally you're going to be roughing it, cold, wet, miserable. You're out there, and it's, I mean, really out there, really feeling it. But you got five-star facilities around you. It's an amazing. It's a really a booming industry. This is just like the one at the south. This is just like the one at the South Pole,
right,
where they charge $10,000 a day to stay in an igloo and play with penguins. That's uh-huh. Extreme glamping.
Well, I would love to have access to an aircraft in the Antarctic and fly over those areas that Google has blocked out on Google Earth. Hopefully, I wouldn't get shot down, but it's
or shot
something.
At.
Well, same thing, but there are some serious attempts to conceal something down there, and I'm sure they're not concealing penguins or concealing something else.
Yeah.
Well, these I'm looking. It's either a sunset or a sunrise here, and then some daytime shots. Looks like one is just still under construction here. The door is open, and there's a. I can't tell if it's a man
or
a woman.
There you see the two ladders that you would need for a 20-footer.
Right. And then there's a person standing inside, next to the window, looking out, and then three interior shots. One showing the northern lights. I assume that's northern lights. Those green stripes going across the sky. Is that the northern
lights? Yeah, that's your Aurora Borealis right there, yeah.
Okay. And what time of year does that phenomenon take place?
It started about 3 weeks ago in Fairbanks. That was taken 2 weeks ago.
And it goes until when?
4th of July.
No, really?
No,
really?
It goes till probably mid-April. But that's just the warm-up. That's early fall there. In the dead of winter, in December, January, February, March, you won't just see green stripes. It will be absolutely every color of the rainbow, and it crackles. It comes right down over your head.
Really? Amazing.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I mean, amazing. I've been in it where literally your hair stands up.
Amazing. Well, I've been far enough north to just see a little glimmer of it up in Wisconsin, in Minnesota, but I've never really seen the full effect. It's an amazing phenomenon, I'm sure.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, these dome homes are unique. They're very cost-effective. You're not going to find housing this good less expensive anywhere else, are you, Don?
No, you can't. And not just the cost of the material and the building itself, but the labor involved in putting up a stick-built house. In Alaska, to put up a cabin on a remote beach or up on a mountaintop somewhere, you're going to spend from the breakup in April, breakup for those that don't live in Arctic places, is when the last of the ice and snow leaves the ground or the bay in front of you, or the lake. From breakup till the first snow, you spend building your little cabin or lodge. And with everything that entails, including your smashing your fingers with your hammers breaking and hurting stuff, packing lumber and wood, and you can do it that way, and it's rustic and it's a great, it's still great, but heck, you can. The one we moose hunt out of, we took up 120 miles up a skinny river in a single 22-foot riverboat. Put it up in 3 hours and went out and shot a moose that afternoon and had backstrap around the back of the campfire that night. That was 15 years ago, and it's still sitting up there.
Still sitting there waiting to be used, and it will be used, won't it?
It was 2 weeks ago, everybody's up there shooting moose and caribou,
Right. Well, you can. There's photographs at my website of these domes on tropical beaches, in suburban areas, in wooded areas, in the Antarctic, literally all over the planet, in mild conditions and the harshest conditions that this planet has to offer, right, Don?
At the harshest in both ways. The harshest in cold, of course, is the South Pole and the North Pole. You've seen the ones with the submarine coming through the ice.
Exactly.
And right now, I'll send you a couple pictures right now of we've got several pods on Kwajalein Island. It's right at the equator. It doesn't get hotter one of the things that I just talked to the vice president of DynCorp that just got spent a month down there, and he said that the environment is so hard on building materials down there that the wood buildings just rot. I mean, they just literally fall apart in front of you, and even the concrete rots. And we've had domes down there. We've had domes down there 8 years now. And he said the only building that nobody's having a problem with is your domes, and the people that are living in them love them. And we've got phase three going down there right now. It's going to be put up in December and January. And excuse me. And then. Looks like we've got a great big phase four going on right after that with DynCorp. I'll send you a couple pictures of that one. That's a beautiful facility too.
I'm a bit mystified how concrete can rot. I don't know, how's that work?
I have no idea. That's a good question, but that's I know. That's what I thought.
There's some engineering issues there that we're not going to try to get into here and just be speculation, but it is fascinating. Well, the something that needs to be mentioned, the domes are, you can have a dome sitting in your garage, flat on the floor, disassembled, and then take it to your wooded area and set it up for a camping trip, just like you would a tent, except it'd be far more comfortable than a tent would ever be. And when the camping trip's over, unbolt it, put it back in your pickup truck, take it home, and put it back in storage for the next time. Right, Don?
Yeah, it's that easy. Or you can, if you don't have room to put the whole thing up, you can just, broken down. The footprint is very small. The panels stack like Pringles potato chips, so you can just, stack it in your backyard or in your garage or wherever. And if the need arises, bang, you've got a bug-out shelter.
Exactly. Very substantial bug-out shelter that you can bury with dirt or rock or even cover with concrete if you choose to, right, Don?
Yeah, and for people in your neck of the woods, that's something that is I know, very serious. Of course, we don't have tornadoes in Alaska, thank God, but I know a lot of people do. excuse me, all you got to do is take, how expensive those underground bunkers are.
Oh yeah.
For tornado shelters, they're in the hundreds of thousands of dollars. You can take one of these, bolt it down to a concrete pad, and get your local pool builder to come out and shoot a couple inches of shotcrete on there, which is basically concrete that they can shoot through a gun, and you've got an above ground tornado shelter. Bang,
that's right.
Just like that.
That's right. And ladies and gentlemen, you don't need the concrete because of the wind. You need the concrete because of a Ford pickup truck going 100 miles an hour, hitting the shelter. That's exactly right.
The wind isn't going to touch it.
Wind's not going to hurt it. It's projectiles.
Yeah, it's Brahma bolts hitting you at 100 miles an hour that you really want to worry about.
Exactly. Here's our last break. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Okay, we are back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. J.R. Moore here on Thursday, the 26th of October. Yes, we're talking about inner shelter domes, a great way to have what you need to achieve your goals, and lots of different goals. And we help people meet those goals, regardless of how simple they may be or how complex they might be. Right, Don?
As simple as as you call it, a man cave in the backyard with your favorite television and football team, or high-tech research stations at the South Pole, at the North Pole, all over Canada. Construction camps, mining camps, around universities for students. There's just, if you have a need for inexpensive space with zero maintenance, and I know that we're not, this is not an environmental radio show, but there's a near net zero carbon footprint with these buildings. You didn't have to cut down a single bloody tree to build them. And so there's just a lot of advantages and great things about these buildings.
Yeah, right. Well, lots of advantages and no disadvantages. It's all very positive. it's all a win-win situation for people that make the decision to get these domes and make use of them to achieve their goals and have money left over that they would be spending otherwise on maintenance that never ends on other types of shelters. That's the thing that's not talked about in these tiny homes is outside maintenance. They're mostly wood, and the maintenance never ends on a wood structure, does it?
That's right, yeah. You're going to be, well, I have a wood structure on a beach, and that's where I live. I live up here in a normal wooden home, and yeah, every 2 years we've got to paint this bloody place, and it isn't easy or cheap. and if you don't, this weather up here will absolutely destroy it.
Oh yes, absolutely. Well, youngsters who don't grow up having to deal with maintenance, they're not aware of the issues involved in maintenance, the time, the expense, the aggravation of outside maintenance of a home. And that's a big issue for all homeowners, that with the exception of people who own the dome homes, it's something that never ends. As long as you own the home, there will be outside maintenance, won't there, Don?
It makes it even more difficult for us where I live because I don't mean to whine here, but I'm not exaggerating. We had 5 days this summer it did not rain. We live in a subarctic rainforest, so I can't complain because, you know, it's all this rain that gives America the greatest salmon and fish in the world. Well, the salmon, you can't have fish creeks and salmon streams without a lot of rain.
Right.
And if we didn't have this rain, we wouldn't have the abundance and the blessing of the five species of salmon that we catch all around us up here. So it's you know, there's gives and takes to it, but we literally had, you know, some summers are nice. It just depends on the jet stream where it's at. When we have summers like this summer in Seattle, they bake all summer. They never see rain. And then summers where it's nice up here, Seattle never sees the sun.
Really?
It's amazing how that works. But we literally had 5 days that it didn't rain here all summer. And so to get out, and this was one of our years where we had to paint the house before winter. And so it was there was a lot of scrambling going on.
That sounds like it. Well, God bless you for doing all those things. Don, we're pretty much out of time here. I hope you can be with us next week and don't get caught in some kind of corundum like you did last week.
I do too, John. I enjoy the heck out of chatting with you every week, and it's a real honor to be invited to do so. I really appreciate it. Thank you very much, my friend.
Well, thank you, and have a great day, and we'll have you back next week, sir. Thank you.
Godspeed. Thank you for your service, sir.
Okay. That's it for the day. Tomorrow, Tim Spencer will be sitting in for me. In the meantime, get your medical supplies, your energy cleaner, your essential oils now while you can, your firearms, ammunition. Never, ever give up your guns. Have a fun, safe, productive day. And God bless America.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down, and, you know, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.